I don't know. I mean, I've used an Apex since I was 5, and I still have an Apex. Well, I still have an Apex. I have 2 of them, actually.
But they don't
one
work.
Of them... One of them is bricked with a Keysoft...
firmware.
So I tried to install... So I tried to install Keysoft 951. It failed. Yeah. No license. No the other license. One. The other one. Let's talk about the other one for a second. Let's talk about how I was utterly stupid when I was booting that son of a
bitch. Oh no, what happened? Now,
so you know how, in sometimes when Apexes are dead for a long, long time, they go into this phase where it just says restoring partition for long periods of time?
Oh no, what does it do? It fails to restore the partition, right?
No, so, one thing that you were never told was never to press reset during that process. Otherwise, you get kernel load failed.
Let me guess.
Fightless story.
You did.
Hello.
Yes, I did.
Oh yeah.
Because I was an idiot.
Oh yeah.
Because I was an idiot and I was impatient and I was trying to get the thing to boot because I was excited that I got the replacement. But you know.
Oh lord. Answer fightless stories of my life. Hello, Alice. These things are in the chat, so I was gonna do that. If I end up saying something that it's it's gonna read the chat thing. So anyway, regarding that, so you hit reset while it was doing similar to how your thing is like, don't turn off your computer. We are doing a million hour long Windows update. That's it.
Shut up! I'm turning your computer off anyway.
And then it just destroys
and
itself.
It just. Like, you get kernel load failed.
That's bizarre,
like,
yeah.
So, see how it does, like, that starting Keysoft 10% nonsense?
Yeah.
Mine gets to, like, 30, and then it gets kernel load failed.
Good God. Okay, that's...
Yeah. So, that it is f***ed up.
That is unusual, okay? Do you have a, like... M-Power, do they still sell any of those units?